Hi, my name is Jimmy.
I'm Mauricio.
I'm Tuna.
And we are here to talk about 10 shows you recommend on Netflix.
Are we starting? Am I starting?
Yes.
What am I doing?
Okay. Big Mouth. It's inappropriate. It talks about puberty and the phases of four kids. Nick, Andrew, Jay, and...
What's the girl's name? The redhead.
And that one girl, but I don't know if I forgot her name. Yeah.
Up next is We Bare Bears. There's three main characters, Ice Bear, Grizz, and Panda. I personally think it's a great show for kids and adults. It has some funny stories to it and a lot of backstories.
All right, coming in our number three spot is Agretzko. Agretzko is kind of like Hello Kitty. If you like Hello Kitty, you like this. But Agretzko is about a young red panda who works at an office. And her life is very stressful. So she meets two ladies one day to take her karaokeing. But they soon discover that all that bottled up anger goes towards heavy metal karaoke. So if you like Hello Kitty and heavy metal, you like this show. And my next show I am going to be talking about is The Umbrella Academy. The Umbrella Academy is about a group of young children who are all special and born with special powers. And so this older man takes them in to his academy to teach them how to utilize their powers for good.
Okay, the next one is American Dad. So, the main characters is Stan, Steve, Haley, and I forgot what the mom is called. And then the dad works for the CIA. The sister, the daughter is a pothead, and Steve is a nerd. And then the mom is a stay-at-home mom. And then it's just basically different shows episode. Some of them die actually in the episode, but and then there's a alien called Roger, and he lives in the basement, and he has wigs and stuff, so he can hide his identity. And if the CIA finds him, and they'll kill Stan and the alien, and probably the family. Okay, next.
I'm here with a Total Dramarama. What a great show. Where do I start from? Let's talk about the characters. We got the two emo kids, Gwen and Dukin. We got the retarded one, Izzy. And then the host, Chris. And then there's Courtney. Heather, the sassy one. Noah, Cody, and the chef, and Beth. It's a great. it's a great show. This animated series from Canada, Spoof Survival Program. It shows it's a contest about all those characters fighting for survival, and whoever doesn't get kicked out is the winner. That's about it. It's a great show.
Alright, the next show on our list is called Shameless. Shameless is a show about a... It's about a dysfunctional family who goes through daily struggles because they're alcoholic. Their dad's alcoholic. But it really teaches you. I mean, it's very inappropriate, but it's also a comedy show. But even though it is both of those things, it could teach you how important family is. But could also teach you about some wacky adventures. Like drug abuse. My next show is Violet Evergarden. Okay, Tuna, say something.
By the way, it's all on Netflix.
said that in the beginning. Alright, our next show is Violet Evergarden. And if you're a fan of Japanese anime, this is the one for you. So Violet Evergarden is about a young girl who's taken in by a military commander. His name is just the commander. We don't really know his name. And she pretty much becomes a killing machine for the commander, like a weapon. But after one attack, the commander dies, but she doesn't remember him dying. Oh yeah, she also loses both her arms, and she has robot arms, which is pretty cool. But she has no memory of the commander dying, so when she gets out of recovery, she goes on the look for the commander. And but when she eventually finds out that the commander is dead, she is devastated. But she has to accept the fact and move on with her life that he's dead. No, that's not the last one. Oh yeah, the next one, the last one, number 10, at our number 10 spot of WatchMojo.com is Love, Death, Robots. Love, Death, Robots.
It's the
11th one. No, it's not. Love, Death, Robots is about, it's not really necessarily a series. It's like a series of episodes, and each episode tells a story and it has a different animation style. So if you're into variety, Love, Death, Robots is for you. Now, I hope you enjoy all these shows on our podcast. This is Jimmy Gonzalez.
Charles.
Racing Gonzalez signing out.